Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. In the beverage market, innovators dedicate themselves to the creation of their products. But just as important as perfecting their beverage formulas is the creation of the branding and packaging that supports the innovation. Here with me today are Tim Gatto and Antonio Rivera, co-creative directors with Gatto Rivera Branding, a Napa-based agency that offers wine, beer, and spirits clients a collaborative approach to the brand strategy, label, and packaging design. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful. Well, with more than 25 years of combined experience in the beverage industry for branding and design between you both, you have seen the evolutions that the beverage market has undergone. One that remains prominent is SKU proliferation. As the beverage market sees this trend continue, how do branding and design take on a more important role?
Yeah, there's a lot more competition than ever. I mean, it's not just shelf anymore. Historically, it's web, Instagram, events, lifestyle. The brand really ends up in a lot of places, and there's a lot more players in the game. I think it's really crucial to stand out, but specifically in the most authentic way as possible that matches your own story. And I think understanding the different platforms will help navigate that. And just really having an ownable brand that distinguishes yourself will help greatly.
Yeah, understanding, again, like Tim was saying, understanding the different platforms is a huge thing, I think, right now, where understanding what the visual language that you're putting out there and making sure that it works in social media, on shelf, on the web, I think is huge. I think Instagram is, you know, understanding how your icon's going to look on Instagram or stuff like that is key. That sometimes, I don't know if that was fully developed in the past. And so those are really key things that I believe.
Wonderful. Well, given what you both just noted, in your expert opinions, what are some packaging trends and design elements that brand owners can employ to be competitive in the beverage market?
Yeah, we feel that it's really important to acknowledge the trends. They're always evolving, but just as important or more important, I think it's important to just tell your own story. I think it's a lot easier to acknowledge the trends and copy them, and it's much harder to acknowledge the trends and be unique and imagine how you would sit alongside of those trends and compete with them. We just really feel it's important to sit down and work collaboratively with our clients and acknowledge those trends and carve the authentic story alongside the appropriate aesthetics for your audience. And being unique, being authentic, even though that word gets tossed around a lot, will really help resonate with your potential or current audience.
Yeah, I think you hit that right on the head right there. Being authentic, is the most important thing. Trends come and go. And, if you really put too much effort into trying to be trendy, then I think brands come and go that end up doing that, really telling your authentic story and being honest. I think a lot of people are looking for that, especially newer our younger audiences. They're looking for these types of brands that they could really connect to and that they feel are authentic. And so I think that's a little bit more important than just trying to be cool and look a certain way, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys have covered a lot of ground, but I was hoping we could take a few steps back and ask you, when a brand is looking to develop their packaging strategy, what are some initial steps that they should take?
I think the most important thing is really understanding who you are as a brand and what what you want people to view when they see your product or when they try your product. It's, I think that's the biggest and most important thing, understanding that, who you are as a brand, and then establishing brand pillars, and even developing your story. I think that us as designers, we get inspired by when somebody comes to us with a strong message and a strong idea of who they are, because then we could try to tell their story visually. Design is a tool to tell the story. We're just like one aspect of it. There's so many different aspects to what a brand is. And so when you come prepared with a good story, with a name that makes sense and something that you believe in, it's easier for designers like ourselves to get inspired and try to help you create the visual language for your brand.
And yeah, and I'll add that we definitely get the most excited, when there's, passion for the product or the brand. But, if there's confusion about what that is, it's also our job to ask the questions, communicate with the client, collaborate together on uncovering these ideas if there's confusion about naming, about story, because if we have the chance to develop it together, then we can get a stronger start. Sometimes people are ready to go and have the whole brand story. Other times there's a bit of discovery needed, and that's a huge step of the design process, and it's the first place we always start.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Well, you both have noted some very important points, but I think our listeners would also like to know whether the packaging approach differs if it's a rebrand versus an inaugural release.
Absolutely. It really does depend on the project. When it's something new, you have more freedom. You get to develop the story, the naming, the brand. The brand equities determine everything that you want to move forward for the plan of attack. When it's an evolution, it's our job to, as a team, acknowledge the existing equities, if any, and then decide what to leverage moving forward. I think, brands might come in thinking they need to kind of reinvent the wheel, but it might end up being through a conversation that the brand only needs a minor shift in tone, and there's brand equities to develop and pivot off of. So it's really just part of the communication and the process to develop what will be the path forward and work together on how much heavy lifting is needed at all.
Yeah, I think I'll give you a couple of examples, I guess, one without naming any names, but we've worked on brands where the sales were like 50% of what they were at one point, and they needed a total redesign, even though the brand was a pretty well-established brand. And so the look and feel of the new package that came out of that was a total evolution, a revolution actually, where even the brand name was different aesthetically, not the actual name itself, but fonts were different, everything. And then we've also worked on packages that were pretty close in, but look a million times better. And people sometimes don't even understand why it looks better. It just looks better. Yep. And it's like little tweaks here and there, change of fonts or even just
a print techniques.
Yeah. So stuff like that totally make a huge difference. And I think those are some of the harder projects to do, to be honest, because if a brand's established and the sales maybe plateaued or have gone down a little bit, just giving it like a nice little refresh makes a huge difference. And as mentioned, those are sometimes one of the harder projects to do just because of the brand equities and being respectful to who they are as a brand and the legacy that they have. And helping them move forward sometimes could be challenging, but both Tim and I have done a lot of projects like that, and so we've become experts in that area, I think.
I think one note like I'll add on that quickly is that it, even the most minor tonal or print shift, the consumer might not even notice, but maybe subconsciously they do. But I think people that it might give the distributor a more excited eye, might have your own sales pitch might be more confident, I think, because of this, spring cleaning kind of eyeball on the brand. And it resonates, you know, and like I said, if it's just subconscious for the consumer, I think there's something there that they feel was tidied up, but maybe they do notice it. And then they're also excited. And this is all talking in the minor, cleanup range, but the revolutionary stuff most definitely turns some heads as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Tim and Antonio, for sharing with us your insights about branding and packaging design for beverage brands.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. It's fun.
Great. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcast.